Well, good afternoon, everybody in the Booniverse. This is Robert Johnson, RJNet, broadcasting to you live from Quinn's Cafe in Worcestershire. Sitting opposite me here is Fidden.
Hello.
Fidden says hello. And we're just we've just eaten. I've just had roast pork, and she's just had some rabbit food or something. And and we are contemplating ice cream.
Yes.
And Fee has just asked me how we go about ordering it, and I've suggested that we do it by saying, excuse me, so-and-so, would you mind if I add one of your ice creams, mate, or something like that. No, that's not quite what I said. What did I say?
You said, excuse me, squire. May I have one of your creamed ice desserts? You idiot.
Why, if she calls me an idiot, that's not fair.
Well, it is, really.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Why is it fair?
Yeah.
You have to ask?
Yeah. I do.
Because it's true.
So how was your rabbit food?
It was lovely. Oh, blimey. Who's ringing me? Oh, is that Sally? You better stop the boo.
Oh, right, then I'll stop the boo. I don't know.
Hello?
And we're rolling again, Audio Boo fans, or non-fans.
And people who aren't fans.
And people who aren't fans too, yeah. People who just wave.
Hmm.
Who don't, aren't fanning, you know.
Yes, I
aren't
got
fanning,
there.
You know, that they aren't fans. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
People don't tune into your booze for the comedy, apart from the unintentional, I think.
She's so cutting. Anyway, we have moved on. We have moved on. Oh, tell the truth.
I do.
We have moved on to dessert time now, and I have in front of me a little bowl of ice cream. It's a very sweet little dish, I have to say. I think it's meant to be honeycomb, toffee, honeycomb, something like that. Anyway,
what are you meant to be.
Well, it's nice. It's sort of vanilla-y. It's sort of sweet vanilla.
It should have bits of toffee in it, though.
Yeah, it's got bits of toffee.
Oh, wow. Do you want one?
100% toffee.
Mr. Fussy.
Yeah. How's your pistachio and whatever else?
Well, I'm on the rum and raisin bit at the moment.
Oh, the rum and raisin.
It's yummy.
Oh. May I try your rum and raisin?
Can you try it?
Mm.
Okay. Hang on. How are we going to do this?
I'll give you my spoon.
Yeah, that'd be easiest. You've just given me the yucky end.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. That was horrible.
Sorry, I was trying to give you the right end. It's just like your hand was further across the table than I thought it was.
Right, where's your hand?
Thank you. Very nicely done.
Yes, I didn't give you the yucky end.
Hmm. It's not bad. You know, for ice cream in this country, that's not bad.
You're so condescending, aren't you?
Well, it's always difficult in this country to get really good ice cream.
Says he, you know, the sort of round-the-world jet-setter.
Well, not quite round the world, but done a fair bit of Europe.
Oh, yes, of course one has. Getting cafe sounds.
Mmm. Oh, I found the toffee. That's better. I take it all back, it's gorgeous.
It's good, is it?
Yeah. Just all the toffee had gone to the bottom. Mmm. That was nice. Mm. Have you made it onto your other ice cream yet?
pudding there, but there seems to be a lot of rum and raisin.
Yeah.
But that's all right, because it's nice.
No, oh, dear, I'm getting in a mess now. That's not good.
You're so much messier than I am. I always thought, because you had some sight, you'd be better, but obviously not.
No. Some sight could be a hindrance in that. Well, you think you can see something, and then it turns out you couldn't after all. You were looking at something else completely.
Now we just need someone to smash something to make this boo really exciting.
Or interesting in the slightest.
Yeah. I've got to my nut ice cream now.
Have you? She's very nutty, ladies and gentlemen.
I think they know that. Well, if anyone follows me, they know that anyway.
Ladies and gentlemen of the boo commu.
Yeah.
Well, surely anybody who follows me follows you now.
I don't know. If they don't, they should.
They should do, it's true.
And if they follow me, they should follow you.
It's true. Well, I don't know. They've heard what I'm like. They might not want to.
And actually, you are quite prolific in your booing. You'll probably be up to 2,000 before I even get to 1,000.
Well, I would have been up to 2,000 this weekend had I been able to upload any of them.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. It's true.
Nowhere near.
I probably would have been to 1,100.
That's nowhere near. You've just been silly.
Yeah, if people in the boo commute wonder why you haven't heard much from me, it's very simple. Somebody, I'm not going to mention any names, but somebody, and it may well be somebody who's sitting relatively close to me, but I couldn't possibly say.
What, Vance?
Has rubbish broadband.
No, they don't. They do. Somebody has a rubbish phone.
I have an iPhone 5. That can't be rubbish. Well, it's only slightly rubbish. But it refused to log on to her Wi-Fi. We checked the router settings, checked that she was on, what security version she was using on there, and you know what should I say, encryption standard she was using. Checked the key, checked everything. Just wouldn't log on to it.
Everything mine logs on.
It's just rubbish.
I was checking it all via Wi-Fi.
It's discrimination.
Discrimination against the iPhone 5.
It's discrimination against me.
Oh, that's all
right. Is that all right? Okay. Mm. It's dreadful. So I've had to survive the whole weekend with one bar of Edge.
Is that all you have?
Yeah.
On the edge.
I was on the edge. On the edge of going mad.
And that's not just this weekend, though, is it?
No, that's true. Can we tell everybody in the boo world anything exciting, or should I just sort of...
Well, we're going by the river again soon.
Oh, yes. We will if we can get rid of my bag.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll just bring my bag.
That might involve having a coffee somewhere quickly, but, you know, we can sit outside there.
That's true.
And then get them to put the bag away, and they're open for ages, so hopefully we can...
Well, why not just bring the bag with me?
No, I don't want you to...
Why?
Someone to hold your hand.
Oh, okay.
I wanna hold your hand. 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 Robert, that was actually really loud.
I know. So was your singing.
Not as loud as that whistle.
What's the matter with clapping you?
It's quite squeak.
I could clap you Scottish style instead.
What's that?
They all, when we went up to Scotland a couple of years ago, they're all saying, "Oh, can I clap your dog?" Yeah, please feel free. He's a great dog. Round of applause, please.
And they mean pat him.
Yeah. Rather sweet, isn't it?
Perhaps these we should Scottish get Matt people to do a little boo just of him saying, "Can I clap your dog?" But in proper Scottish accent.
I think he should do it in fee Scottish accent.
I doubt that's possible.
Can I clap your dog, please? No, that's even worse.
That's kind of Indian.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Hang on, what's Scottish? Do Scottish again, let's see if I can...
See if I can actually do it.
Yeah.
Can I clap your dog?
Can I clap your dog?
What was that?
Can I clap your dog?
And you thought being called an idiot wasn't deserved?
Can I clap your dog?
Most boyo. Of it just sounded like, hang on, boyo, that's Welsh.
Oh, sorry. Can I clap your dog, McBoyo?
You are very silly.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mac. Apologies for these.
Yeah, I apologise for Fee's dreadful behaviour. I mean, thankfully, mine was so far removed that it couldn't even be mistaken for trying to be Scottish.
No, just trying.
Just trying. Can I clap your dog?
It's got
your
Welsh.
Dog.
It's got Welsh apart from the dog bit.
What's dog in Welsh then?
I don't know.
Can I clap your cat? Boyle. It's possibly racist. I apologise to everybody who listens to this, and anybody who's offended in particular. People have got to start out somewhere in doing impressions, and, you know... I think I'd better stop.
I think that might be best.
She sounds far too happy, this announcement person.
What about the Argos woman?
The Argos woman, please cut your to your
collection. Order 163 to your collection point, please.
Order 3,300,333 to your collection point, please.
With a big grin, like
yeah,
just like that. It's a really dodgy grin.
It is a dodgy grin, particularly given it's Argos.
Yeah. But now they've changed it to a kind of quite stern sounding woman. So you need to do a boo next time you're in Argos.
A boo?
Yeah.
What does it sound like now?
She just sounds a bit grumpy and fed up and like she didn't really want to be there. I can't really do an impression because I've only heard it once or twice, but...
And she probably didn't want to be there.
Well, she probably didn't, but I expect they paid her enough.
It's true, but... And in fact... They probably paid her in advance, and then she had to come up on some little conveyor belt to from the stalls downstairs.
Every time they needed.
And then, but first of all, the wrong person came up and had to be sent back down again, and then she came up, and they decided that actually she wasn't quite the right size, and could she go back down again?
Yeah.
No, it is a time and a place for Argos. Time to something. Time.
To Argos. Robert, you are actually hilarious.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Argos is fine for some things.
I thought you were going to say for plebs.
No, I wouldn't be so rude. But Phoebe, on the other hand, has just upset everybody on Audioboo, apart from those in America and Canada who don't know what we're talking about.
No, because I go to Argos, though.
Yeah, and I've been there before. Yeah, she almost choked on her coffee then.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, some of my best friends are Argos.
Yeah.
bought a a portable radio there last summer when we were in Weymouth.
Oh, right.
Because we wanted to have a digital radio to try and listen to Five Live on the beach.
I want Five Live on the beach. Come and move your body, Five Live on the beach.
Gordon Bennett. What else have I bought in Argos? I think once bought one of those sort of speedo things that you put on a bike.
Oh, not ones you wear in the
not
swimming
the ones
pool.
You wear in the swimming pool, no. No, I see where your mind is going, but no.
Oh, shame.
What else do they do? can't remember. Must be other stuff they do.
Jewellery. Watches. Including those really annoying talking ones that go...
They do talking watches in Argos.
They used to, anyway.
Really?
Yeah, you know the ones that you press and they go... No, they don't cough.
You mean like my alarm clock?
I don't know. Did your alarm clock go... Bong! Yeah. It's 2:34 p.m. Wow, that sounded painful.
It was. My throat's killing me now.
It's almost as good as your Scottish accent.
3:33 a.m.
What's that supposed to be? Some dodgy bird?
I think it's a cuckoo.
Now it's a chicken. Robert, has anyone ever told you you're weird?
I never was before I met you.
Oh, of course not.
Hey. Come on, Audio Boo, you can vouch for this. I was perfectly normal and restrained. No, restrained? Restricted. No, constrained. No, not constrained. Anyway.
It's none of it's
I was normal.
You were normal?
Yeah.
In what way?
Don't know, really.
Well, do I? Because if you had been that normal, like, you'd have been far too boring for me.
Oh, yeah, I suppose that's true. Likewise.
And in case anyone's listening to this and hasn't heard the boom out of boo, we are a couple. I just enjoy saying
you would never have realised this, would you? I mean, no hints here.
No.
She's only been going around telling the whole of Worcester.
Well, I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
Don't do kind.
You do proud, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I think it's probably enough for this boo, to be honest.
Well, I don't know. I think we're just getting started.
Well, if you're continuing to say nice things about me, then do carry on.
Oh, no. Enough slash. Might get a flood if it melts too much.
I'm tired now. So.
Already?
But I've eaten. I'm always tired after eating.
Goodness, we'll go by the river and... sit on a bench and you can snore.
Oh, thank you, that'd be good.
And I'll record a little snordio boo for you.
That'd be good.
And upload it.
It's funny, ever since I sorted out the amount of time, you know, the ringer time on my phone,
yeah.
I've had an icon at the top thing apparently saying, well, it says, you know, according to VoiceOver, it says call forwarding. I never had that before.
I've got that on mine.
Oh, right.
Because I'm using...
Oh, yeah, because you are forwarding.
What do you call it?
Thingy Bob.
Hello Mail, which is a very good voicemail program.
Hello? Hello?
No, it's Hello.
Hello? Hello
Mail, with a U in it.
Hello?
Hello Mail.
Hello?
Could you stop doing that now?
Okay, the time, sponsored by me, is 14:35 and a smidgen. I'm just going to look up trains again, because I can't remember anything about
them.
In fact,
I'll tell you what, why don't you pause the boo while you do that?
Why? I do not think it's very interesting looking up trains.
Well, not when you've got headphones on and they can't hear you anyway.
That's true, yeah. I'm going to stop this boo anyway, because I've done it on new version of Audio Boo.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye, Booniverse. Hope you enjoyed this craziness.
Some hope.
What are you going to call it? Crazy Boo?
Oh, I don't know. Sleepy Boo?
No...